Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
We've all struggled with patients with vague abdominal symptoms that really don't fit nicely into a box of a clear diagnosis: appendicitis, diverticulitis, pancreatitis, maybe just bad gas. So when we do act swiftly, the choice is, do we do something that's overly aggressive? So we're left with the decision, do we act swiftly or do we just watch and wait? Well, one advantage of big and maybe even huge data sets is that we can look across large numbers of patients and look for patterns and outcomes, in some cases across millions of people. Nowhere is that more easily done than in the UK, where there's the National Health Service. So Mark, you found an interesting poem. It was published in PLOS, a public library of science medicine, in 2021. It attempts to answer the question, which patients with vague abdominal symptoms should be referred for further workup? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was, there's a lot of data to comb through, and there's a lot of information in this study. And they work with this, as you said, this very large database, 2 million patients from over 700 general practices in the UK. And these were data that were collected between 2000 and 2017. They included data for any patient who had at least one visit for a vague abdominal symptom and looked to see whether that patient was given a diagnosis of cancer or inflammatory bowel disease in the following year. They also looked at combinations of symptoms. So the median age was in the 50s, late 50s, at the first consultation. Changes in bowel habits in men was associated with a subsequent cancer diagnosis in just under 5% and IBD in just under 3%. In men, dysphagia was associated with cancer in over 4%, mainly esophageal cancer. In women, rectal bleeding was the strongest predictor of cancer, about 2.4% for cancer, about just under 3% for IBD. If a change in bowel habit was present, the risk of cancer and or IBD more than doubled for both men and women. So that if you have rectal bleeding plus change in bowel habit, that's a particularly potent combination. Dyspepsia was the symptom least likely to be associated with either of these conditions, and it's the least worrisome. Abdominal bloating or distension and abdominal pain were also associated with cancer pretty rarely, less than 2% of the time. If patients were 60 years or older, abdominal pain, changes in bowel habits, and dyspepsia did predict either cancer or IBD. So using a cutoff of 3% risk, which is what the NICE recommends as a referral cutoff, if the risk is more than 3%, patients should be referred for evaluation. Dysphagia or change in bowel habits in men and rectal bleeding in women should trigger a referral to look for cancer or IBD. Combinations of symptoms, particularly, as I said, changes in bowel habits plus rectal bleeding are problematic. In addition to that, abdominal pain, changes in bowel habits, or dyspepsia in older patients should be investigated as well. So it gives us some ideas. Some of these combinations get up quite high. I was looking at the risk of cancer if you had a combination of rectal bleeding and change in bowel habits. That was almost 9% of those patients were diagnosed with cancer, and almost 7% with IBD among men, and slightly lower percentages, but still substantial in women. So if you have one takeaway from this discussion, it's that combination, which you probably already would take seriously, of change in bowel habit and rectal bleeding that's particularly problematic. Another one is dysphagia combined with any additional symptoms. So having multiple symptoms is going to increase this risk substantially for patients, and more so in men than in women.
Where this gets a little bit confusing for me is with ovarian cancer. And as you know, there's been a lot of publication about early detection of ovarian cancer. And many of the symptoms that the public is told to worry about are very similar to what you're talking about. Not so much the rectal bleeding, but the bloating and the abdominal, vague abdominal pains and things, which I think are part of the human condition, right? I mean, everybody gets those on occasion. So is there a way that you approach these things and in terms of ovarian cancer specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you want to look for is multiple symptoms. Goff did a study where they identified these symptoms, and it includes abdominal pain, bloating, abdominal distension, change in bowel habits. And if you see multiple symptoms, and particularly if they're persisting for more than 3 months, that should really trigger an evaluation. So if it's been there for a few days, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. But if it's been persistent over time, that's what you really want to look for. And if a patient complains of one of the or two of these things, you know, ask them about the others as well. They may not have really, realized that, but they might say, yeah, well, actually, I am having a little more indigestion, or yeah, my bowel movements are a little less common than they used to be.
Wise advice. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you in a week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.